Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to tell you something about myself that some of you might already know, but it is a character trait that I realized about myself at a very young age, and that's kind of what fueled me for the profession that I chose. I would say that there are times that I am a very annoying individual. I think some of these times I am purposely annoying. Sometimes I know the exact buttons to get you guys riled up. And sometimes I do it just to do it. It entertains me. I've always been the kid that will like bother you and bother you and bother you until I see that you're actually really mad. I'm like, oh man, my bad. I didn't mean to do that. Like, I can acknowledge that about myself. It is a character trait that I have. I've never felt closer to Patrick Mahomes than I did yesterday because I saw somebody who I think has some of those same abilities. He knew that that wasn't the time to talk to Brian Branch. He knew it. Now, I couldn't hear what Brian Branch was saying, but he had the energy of somebody who was kind of mad. You could just sense it on his body language. He had the energy of somebody that was kind of mad. Then Mahomes tries to dap him up, clearly like a, hey, bro, you lost. Good game. I probably would have just left him alone. I think that kind of triggered him, which was kind of funny to me that that happened. And then instead of kind of going after Pat, because you know you can't do nothing to Pat, like, come on now, you then go over to Juju. And Juju is just kind of over there, just minding his own little business. Just, I'm sure they're talking. I'm sure he says something. Brian Branch then goes up and sucker punches Juju Smith-Schuster. Now, maybe I shouldn't laugh at this, but the way that Juju fell to the ground, it was kind of funny to me. I kind of laughed a little bit. And then all of us need an Isaiah Pacheco in our lives. Isaiah Pacheco didn't flinch. There's usually three people in a fight. There's usually too cool to fight guy. There's usually the peacemaker, the guy that just wants to break it up, break it up, break it up. Like, he doesn't really want to fight, but you got to also look like you are diffusing the situation by, come on, come on, come on, come on, guys, come on, guys. And then there's one person that's always turned up and ready to go and ready to fight. And you know who Isaiah Pacheco is? Ready to fight individual. So then Pacheco gets up, and then he kind of holds up Brian Branch for long enough so then Juju can get one good lick in. And now they're on the ground and they're rumbling, and it's just, it was a big mess. I'm sorry, this fight was hilarious. Now, I know they shouldn't be fighting after the game, but most of the time, sprinkling in a little brouhaha at the end of a sporting event usually makes it better. The game is better because of this brouhaha. Now, I don't think that much is going to happen to Isaiah Pacheco, aside from a fine. He should be fined for his role. Shouldn't be a big fine, but he's going to be fined. Juju is probably going to get a little bit of a fine for this, but that is going to pale in comparison to what should happen to Brian Branch. He should be suspended. And I'm usually not the guy that's advocating for suspensions or taking money out of guys' pockets. I'm usually not that guy. There's no reason for Brian Branch to play next week. He started a fight, seemingly for no other reason than he was mad. This next little bit I'm about to play for you guys, I'm serious, I've never heard a player say this before. Ever. Not in my entire life. I listen to players and coaches speak for a living. I've never heard what we're about to play for you before. I would have never said this out loud if I was Brian Branch. Listen to what he said after the game when he describes the interaction.
In between the play and refs don't catch it. Like, they were trying to bully me out there. I should have never did it. We beat ourselves, honestly.
What happened between the play? What are you referring to?
I got blocked in the back illegally, and it was running the ref. The ref didn't do anything, and just stuff like that. And that's I could have got hurt off of that, but I still shouldn't have done that. So,
all right, this is the thing that maybe I shouldn't laugh, and maybe I should be more mature. Have you ever heard a football player on defense say that they're tired of being bullied? You're supposed to be the bully. I'll never forget this. There's some quotes that I've just heard in this job that always stick with me. Like, I remember J.C. Pearson when I was a young broadcaster coming up. He was talking about motor, and he said that some athletes just have that dog in them. It's something you can't coach. It's something you can't teach. It's something that God gives you. You just got it. We all know somebody who just, when it came to football, they just were wired a little differently than you were wired. I mean, you liked playing football. They loved playing football. They just loved hitting other people. They were dogs. You weren't a dog. That's okay.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The other thing, I think, in all of this, like, that's one quote. And I remember another one, Joe Mays. Shout out to Joe Mays in the Maya Clinic. I remember one time he said, I chose to play defense because I wanted to be the hammer and not the nail. I was like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. Like, if you're going to be running around hitting people, you want to be the one doing the hitting. That makes a lot of sense to me. I've never heard a defensive player say, I'm tired of being bullied out there before. You're supposed to be the bully. Juju Smith-Schuster was bullying you? Isaiah Pacheco was bullying you? And you got mad, so you had to fight after the game? Why didn't you do any of that fight during the game? Like, when they were blocking you in the back during the game, why didn't you respond in that way? I mean, we've seen that happen during the game before. We've seen plenty of times where wide receiver and secondary player go head-to-head. When you were getting illegally blocked in the back, why didn't you turn around then at that moment and do something about it? You waited until after the game was over to then go up and sucker punch him? Please enjoy this suspension. I don't know who the Lions have in their next game, but I just know that Brian Branch can't be a part of it. Real shameful stuff. If anything, you should be suspended for saying that you're tired of getting bullied as a defensive player. Shameful work from the Detroit Lions. No. More specifically, shameful work from Brian Branch. Everybody else just acknowledged that, hey, it's after the game. We understand tempers flare up. We get it. One person decided to be a sucker, and it was Brian Branch in this whole endeavor.
The whole thing was weird. I'll be the first to admit, I was talking to Cody and Gold about this. Game's over. I turn the TV off. I don't need to watch the kneel down to end the game. That's not really something that I think is ever going to be something that comes from the show. So I then check social media and I see what happened, and I am like awestruck by the fact that Brian Branch, based on every video you see, at the end of the game, walked over and basically sucker punched Juju. It was insane to me. And then for a guy that's been fined 13, 14 times, and a guy that, you know, plays with an attitude, a chip on his shoulder, he's like the enforcer type of the Lions defense, for him to say, I shouldn't have done it, but I was tired of getting bullied, is lame. I mean, don't get into a fight, first and foremost, but if you're going to start a fight, don't after the game say, well, it's because they were being mean to me.
That's what he said. He said they were being mean. That's what he said. He said that Juju Smith-Schuster and the Chiefs were being too mean to him, and he's tired of it. Shameful work. This isn't the Dan Campbell coach lines that I was expecting to see. Not at all. The text line is saying that I need to listen to the breathing in this. I didn't hear it. Maybe I wasn't missing it because I was so caught on him being talked about being bullied. All right, I'm going to play it one more time, and let me see if I hear what you guys. The text line is going crazy about this. Let me hear it.
In between the play, and refs don't catch it. Like, trying to bully me out there. Should have never did it. We beat ourselves, honestly.
What happened between the play? What are you referring to?
I got blocked in the back illegally, and it was running the ref. The ref didn't do anything, and just stuff like that. And that's, I could have got hurt off of that, but it still, I still shouldn't have done that. So
yeah, that wasn't. Y'all kind of oversold that one. I mean, I heard it, but it wasn't that bad.
I actually think that maybe one of the reporters.
Honest. Definitely was one of the reporters. That just the text line, the way they were hyping it up. You know, they go crazy before. Somebody breathing was comedic humor for them. Y'all really oversold. I was like, wait, hold on. Did I miss something? I didn't really sound that abnormal to me. Sound like a man that was trying to live.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.